It's Dan, Neil, and Sean to have a chat about Andoni Iraola's summer. I mean, we originally planned this to slot summer in the calendar, and that got edited quite hastily, Neil, a couple of weeks ago. So Andoni Iraola is Liverpool head coach. He has walked into a job that has a lot of work to be done. This show won't be that numbers heavy. It's just going to be a general musing, I think, around some of the more logistical elements of what Iriola has to deal with, Sean. And there's no pre-season return date set yet, but we think it'll be early July for Liverpool. We know for a fact that the squad will fly to America for games with Sunderland in Nashville on the 25th of July, Wrexham in New York on the 30th, 2nd of August they play Leeds in Chicago, and then they have friendlies against Monaco and Como at Anfield on the 9th and 16th of August. So, Iraola's already said he wants the World Cup players to have a good break. There's six of those at the World Cup. I made it anyway when I did the numbers this morning. And again, even just talking about all of this, Sean, this is a lot of logistics. This is probably going to be a little bit different to what he had at Bournemouth, but it's worth noting that Bournemouth had four players at Euro 2024, for example. So it won't be completely alien to him. Big tournaments affect everyone. In general, the pre-season element of it, the new club element, even the being an American and seeing how big Liverpool are, that element that, a lot of managers sort of have that eye-open moment. It's a lot for them to deal with, and we're going to get into things like staff and squads and shapes and transfers. He's got a lot on his plate, but not more so starting than a broken up squad coming back for pre-season.
Yes, I had to redo my prep because when you said Iraola summer, I was thinking like Toy Story's at Marine Point, New Brighton, do a bit of the Wirral Riviera,